The following is from 1998 and 2005 interviews of Ms. Kay Griggs, political insider, targeted individual, and descendant of founding father James Madison. Ms. Griggs holds bachelor's and master's degrees in history. My former husband of 11 years, Marine Corps Colonel George Griggs, would get drunk and tell me everything. My ex-husband was a NATO intelligence, wet operations, psychological operations guy. Yes, George was the chief of staff for the Marine Corps, for, quote, Gray's boys, the assassins, who were working with General Steiner, General Jim Joy, and General Chuck Krulak. And they work in the Nelson Rockefeller group in the Republican Party. Actually, they were working both sides, Democrat and Republican, with people like Walt Rostow, and they're all... My husband was head of special operations. In special operations, all people are part of this firm. Once they get to be colonel, they get initiated, they get drunk, dine in, shell back, have anal sex, group sex. If they are in special operations and they are Marines, they're all homosexuals. It's kind of like the fast road to the top, SEALs, etc. This is the norm. There were Israelis at these parties, intelligence people. Intelligence? There's no intelligence there. There's perversion. They're all nudists. Makes it easier, you know. My former husband was way above Bo Greitz's level, who I believe was an Army guerrilla commando. My husband's circle included Henry Kissinger, Crow, Admiral Alexander Haig, Marine Corps and former National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane, Marine Lieutenant General Victor Krulak. You see, General Al Gray is the control guy. Generals Al Gray and Jim Joy are the big guys. There's a group within the Marine Corps that has gone to Princeton and Annapolis who are in the upper echelons of the Marine Corps. It has to do with which colleges they went to, the secret societies, eating clubs, etc., and their associations in Vietnam and their chic NATO Defense College in Rome experiences. They are very insecure. This brotherhood that my husband was in feels they are totally above the law. They protect each other, and they are determined to destroy this country. It's an international brotherhood, and it is very much Freemasonic. The people in charge of the men who were doing these homosexual things to my husband were Jewish people, Oppenheimer and those. The poor boys, the recruited students at Princeton, didn't hardly have time to go to class. They were under the Germans, the ones who have the quote-unquote German disease, homosexuality. I'm sure they did the same thing to John Nash of A Beautiful Mind. The Freemasons have a ladder, and they are always climbing because they are very insecure. They give each other lots of medals. Rummy, Donald Rumsfeld, went to NATO when Nixon's world was falling in, which saved him and protected him. Interviewer Jeff Rentz, who are these people? Is this group an enforcement arm of the Illuminati? Griggs, yes, they are. They are connected with the Joint Chiefs, NSA, and the White House. George told me that they wear different hats, and it doesn't really matter which hat they wear. He had different passports with different names. I felt as though he might even have had a double. He was very insecure and robotic. Who's behind all this? It's Caspar Weinberger, Henry Kissinger, Nicholas Walt Whitman Rostow, Eugene Debs Rostow. What's going on here? These guys are not even born in America. They're all Jews. They're training mercenaries now to kill on an order. Not killing because people are breaking into their homes, not killing because they're bad, but just, we want to control this country. That's what George told me. It's political. The Marine Corps is the political arm of a group that wants to run everything. Control the drugs, sell the weapons, keep the weapons and drug money flowing. This brotherhood is a very small group. George Griggs, Bob Edwards, Donald Rumsfeld, William Colby, George Shultz, Frank Carlucci, and Alan Dulles. Dulles, I believe, is the one responsible for bringing my husband, Carlucci, and Rummy in. All of these were in Princeton's cap and gown fraternity. My Uncle Ben had been in that club. Princeton is and was the mecca for Jewish Zionist intelligence agents over here. All of the movie moguls started out in Princeton. The psychological operations crowd from the Nazis came to Princeton, and they spread out from there. This group includes Oppenheimer, Albert Einstein, and others. I began to connect dots. These are young men on scholarship. They don't have parents. They're poor. They have no careers. So they are really dependent on the political military hoops and people to promote them. And Alan Dulles pretty much oversaw their initial getting into political spheres of power. When people go through initiations in the Masons, the shellbacks, the ceremonies that are really sort of gross, they bond the boys. They're drunk, and it's a memorable experience. It gave Lehman the courage to do what he did at Tailhook, with all the Marines looking on. You know, it's we won't tell. Or if someone tells, they are disappeared or neutralized or ruined. So they're afraid. But it's also exciting. And they have affairs. They are doing homosexual pedophilia swinging and are all part of the group and nobody talks. All the Marines. It's a very small group that has been working together for a long time. Sort of like the Delta Team 1 in Italy with a boss and so forth. And General Steiner was involved. Jeff Rentz. But this group was preceded by another group and a group before that. This is nothing new. Griggs. Yes, the Dulles group. Paperclip was a huge operation. My grandfather Bird was a high-level intelligence person during World War II. He was a doctor. He spoke German. He was a brilliant obstetrician. So I know a lot of what was going on and is going on in Norfolk, Virginia since World War I up through the 1980s. And I found out that the same thing goes on in other ports. And organized crime is totally involved in it, naturally. There were German individuals, SS, who came into this country after World War II. I know because my grandfather was involved with that as a naval intelligence officer and doctor during World War II. Hundreds of thousands came over. I knew George's family were German. I realized what he was talking about was institutionalized. It is structural and vital to the system. Mac SOG, M-A-C-S-O-G, is a code word for sending out platoons to kill people in Vietnam. SOG is Special Operations Group. If you know anything about the German High Command, they are connected with the Opus Dei. They are kind of a business group that works within the Vatican. Skull and bones induction methods are now used in the Army. This goes back to the German thing. Not everyone does it, but the ones that do it are the rising stars, and they get right to the top. It's training and doctrine command, it's NATO, it's SHAPE, or Supreme Headquarters Allied Powers Europe, started by President Eisenhower. It's a totally independent corporation. Its main function is to sell weapons and launder money. It's all being done by Army people who are now joint. The word joint is used to describe the people who came over illegally to escape Nazi Germany. They are cowards and bullies. I know there's a big Mason connection in the warfare weapons selling group because the head admiral in Norway is running the drug lord out of his prison. He is a friend of George's. He has a house near where they have one of their underground bunkers. I know they are doing weapons shipments out of Norway. Vietnam was really important because a lot of mind control experiments were done on boys who went over there. Joint mob military partnership operations were conducted in Korea and Vietnam. At the highest levels of the Marine Corps and the Army in the Special Operations Forces, the individuals are all actually in the Brooklyn, New Jersey mob. My husband, General Al Gray, General Sheehan, Henry Kissinger, Caspar Weinberger, are part of a group of Zionists who came over from Germany. They do a lot of money laundering in the banks, cash transactions in the banks for the drugs they are bringing over. The military people are all involved once they retire. They go into drug and secondary weapons sales. It's all about the funny money. You see, the organized crime, the Meyer Lansky, the Jewish Kabbalist group, who don't believe in God, believe they have to get rid of all the good people. And they get brownie points in their little cult for doing that. They really do this. They are killing good people on purpose, and all Jews are automatically in the Israeli military.